Kia ora, and we're back. And I've got on the line with me a very special guest today. He is a rapper, he is an electronic artist, he is a producer. We have Hans on the line. Kia ora, Hans.
Morning, morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, so thank you so much for being on. Now, tell us the reason you're on today. It's not just for a yarn.
Yeah, so basically I have a new single called Be Grateful dropping tomorrow in support of a EP that drops March 25th, so come on and have a chat about it and just, yeah, promote it a little.
Now, really interesting, not just Be Grateful, but the whole EP itself, really kind of, like, it was created quite interestingly in the process of making it during lockdown. Would you be able to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Just because we started making it a few days into Auckland's lockdown around August last year. I actually made it with my close mate, and he hadn't produced much music before that lockdown, and he just bought like a MIDI keyboard out of Impulse. So we kind of, in lockdown, he only lived like down the street from me, but it was real buzzy because we made it kind of separately in our own houses.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'd make beats, you know, I'd record over some of the production, and then we'd just send it back and forth. And in the month, we almost had like 30 demos.
Wow. So
that's kind of where the project came from.
So lockdown, you know, played obviously a massive influence in how it was produced. Do you think, had you not gone into lockdown, it would be different from what it is?
To be real honest, it's kind of bad to say, but like, if it weren't for lockdown, I don't think I'd have that project, because the energy that we tapped into was a lot of like that cabin feverishness mixed with the fact that like there wasn't that much else that we could do at the time. It kind of did motivate us a lot to make that project.
Yeah, and it kind of, it has a bit of like a crazy, energetic kind of let me out here yeah. attitude to it. So, hey, you could be one of the very few things that good things that came out of lockdown. So, thank you. So, Be Grateful, which is coming out tomorrow. What is the inspiration behind that?
So, one of the main things I got into during lockdown was actually listening to a lot of Korean house music. Because I am Korean myself, but I never really got into that scene. So I was listening to a lot of that music, and there was an artist called Park Hye-jin who I got really into. And Be Grateful is kind of, I guess, inspired by her sound a lot. And it's kind of, it's like a club song, pretty much, which I've never really made before. So it was kind of in that aspect that I could make something like that. But I definitely did channel a lot of Korean influences in that one.
What's kind of the big differences between Korean house music and like the house music we listen to here?
I'd definitely say, much like kind of how Korea is geographically, it's very industrial.
The sounds are a lot interesting.
Which I think kind of bleeds into Be Grateful too. It has much more of an industrial sound compared to anything that I've ever done before. So I guess that's probably one of the major big differences.
Now, is kind of this inspiration carried through the whole EP?
Yeah, for sure. I was just listening to a lot of Korean music, a lot of trap music too, a bit. And that same artist that I talked about, Park Hye-jin, I found her real cool because she manages to merge trap and house with down tempo and lo-fi. And that was kind of inspiring. So we drew from her a lot, honestly, with this whole project.
Do you think you would have kind of ended up fusing those kind of influences together had it not been for her?
I think so. I think it was that perfect combination of getting into her music, but also just being in lockdown where I had nothing else to do but experiment with the stuff and go on a different plane that I haven't been in before.
So there is a video with it as well, and it's I don't want to give too much away about the video, but how did that come up?
We've been meaning to make a video like that for quite a while. We just didn't have the right song. And I feel like Be Grateful was playful enough and kind of jokey enough that we could pull it off. If I had to give like a little bit away, because the video does involve feet a little bit.
A little bit. It involves feet.
I had a friend who used to sell pictures of their feet online, and they made quite a bit of money off of that. It was quite inspiring to me, so I wanted to like play on that idea a little bit. That's the main inspiration for the video.
No, it's funny you bring that up, because I have some friends who've done that, and to take it even further, one friend who like has sold underwear online, wow. And there's, man, they can make a killing off it. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it honestly is. Like, it was super, like, the hustle's real, honestly. They made a lot of money, and I felt like I was missing out, you know? Like,
no, I know. I don't think my feet are, like, model feet material, but I don't know. What is model feet?
I know, right?
So, it comes across, like, really silly and goofy and all that, but is it kind of... Is it accurate of kind of the was it quite meticulous, all this creation? Like, is it really heavily planned?
Half-half. I'd say, like, 70-30. Like, 70% planned, and then 30 is kind of just, like, impromptu on the day. Like, a couple of the shots, like, the chopstick scene and stuff, that was kind of a bit more sort of on the day. But in general, yeah, we'd had this idea for a minute.
So, just going back to your creation during lockdown. So, basically, the process was you'd get sent a beat and write lyrics to it, more or less. Were there any beats you received that were just totally out the gate that you had no idea what to do with?
A lot. Going back to that sort of going crazy at home thing, some of the stuff we made, yeah, was pretty buzzy. But I still have them, and yeah, who knows, one day maybe they'll come out.
Yeah. So we're gonna play Be Grateful, which is a little naughty of us, since it's not out yet, but we're very honoured to be playing it.
Of course.
Did you want to give it an intro for us?
Yeah, so Be Grateful, honestly, for me, is just like a fun song that people can kind of play anywhere. It's quite tongue-in-cheek. And the music I've been making before Be Grateful, I guess, was a bit more on the sincere and serious side, which is cool too, but I kind of wanted to get away from that for a bit. So Be Grateful was kind of the answer to that. And a lot of the energy in Be Grateful is about kind of what we thought, you know, everything would be once COVID passes. You know, people really can freely come back out and party.
Yeah, my God, I am so excited for that. Hans, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's a bit of a dream come true for me personally to talk to you. Love it. Thank you so much. Your music is so good, and like I really hope this one does well, because it is just what we need right now. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No, you're so welcome. Here is Be Grateful by Hans. Enjoy, guys.
Too much. flame off a pretty little pill. Man, I know you're not for real. Go and pay your fucking bills. Damn, I get it for the low, then I use it for the high. I never sold a fucking thing but a couple little lies. With a bang, with a bang. Don't die by the fucking stain. With a bang, with a bang. For the loser in the stand. With a bang, with a bang. Don't die by the fucking stain. With a bang, with a bang. For the loser in the stand. She an international, but I don't give out visas, never at the rational.